The first reading today is from the book of Nehemiah, and you'll find that on page 477 of the Old Testament. We're reading chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. This is the account of what Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah, accomplished. In the month of Kislev, in the 20th year that Artaxerxes was the emperor of Persia, I, Nehemiah, was in Susa, the capital city. Hananiah, one of my brothers, arrived from Judah with a group of other men, and I asked them about Jerusalem and about how our fellow Jews who had returned from exile in Babylonia. They told me that those who had survived and were back in the homeland were in great difficulty, and that the foreigners who lived nearby looked down on them. They also told me that the walls of Jerusalem were still broken down, and the gates had not been restored since the time they were burnt. When I heard all this, I sat down and wept. For several days I mourned and did not eat. I prayed to God. Lord God of heaven, you are great, and we stand in fear of you. You faithfully keep your covenant with those who love you and do what you command. Look at me, Lord, and hear my prayer as I pray day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess that we, the people of Israel, have sinned. My ancestors and I have sinned. We have acted wickedly against you and have not done what you commanded. We have not kept the laws which you gave us through Moses, your servant. If you people of Israel are unfaithful to me, I will scatter you among the other nations. But then if you turn back to me and do what I have commanded you, I will bring you back to the place where I have chosen to be worshipped, even though you are scattered to the ends of the earth. Lord, these are your servants, your own people. You rescued them by your great power and strength. Listen now to my prayer and to the prayers of all your other servants who want to honour you. Give me success today and make the emperor merciful to me. In those days, I was the emperor's wine steward. Amen.